You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Brought to you by Thompson Whiskey.
Hey.
Hello. Gosh, that's a long fizz. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we're about to be making as well, actually. I think we know what drink that is.
I think we know what drink that is. Listeners, if you didn't pick up on it, first of all, it's so good to have you back, Matt.
It's great to be back.
It is really, it's lovely. I don't know. I feel like it's come full circle.
Yeah.
When I first stepped up to the drive rank.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was whiskey all day.
I wonder what the standard's been like in between. No, the standard's always good. The standard could be a bit hit and miss with us as well,
I think. I mean, look, we've made a lot of what you'd probably refer to as jungle juice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the dry seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's really nice to come into town as well because it's like nice, sunny, and it's good vibe.
So good out there, eh?
Yeah.
Back in the summertime.
All right. So I'm going to make, there's a whole lot of cocktails that we could make, but what I'm going to make is a whiskey and dry because I think that's what we all want on a hot day like this.
Keep it simple. Oh, I like that.
There's East Imperial. We're using East Imperial ginger ale.
Big ups, East Imperial.
They were out of production for a little while and they just come back in. So there was I just happened to bump into the East Imperial rep and
as you do.
I was like, yeah, I want to make a whiskey and dry.
Look,
do you know any good ginger ale? So that's what we're going to do. and we're going to, I think the key is having lime. So. But lemon's fine if you don't have either lemon or lime, then you'll be okay.
But I do love a lime.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's got that. I mean, it provides the acidity it needs, you know, a lemon does. But a lime's got like a little bit of kind of zest.
Yeah, exactly. There's something more in the nose. There's something yummy.
A little something in there.
Yeah.
So I like it.
The method is going to be.
Is it easy? Can I guess?
We can listen.
Is it easy?
So we're going to add our ice to the glass.
Ice is in the glass.
There's no measurements required with this one.
Yeah, you're using just hands. Just hands to glass.
Wash my hands. Okay, now we're gonna open a fresh bottle of Thompson Two Tone.
Thompson Two Tone. I love this Two Tone whiskey.
We're going to add a good amount to the glass.
Oh, not even measuring that.
No.
Just
looks about right.
Just vibes based.
Then we are going to add the ginger ale.
Oh, that's sounding good. It's so fizzy, that East Imperial, which is what I love about it. Oh yeah.
And then I've got fresh lime that I just cut. And I'm going to kind of squeeze it in, drop it in.
And this again is cut with a serrated knife.
Let's go two wedges. We've poured quite big glasses here, but
that's what we need on a day like today. It's so hot, we're all bothered. Look, plates are everywhere. Oh, thank you, Matt.
Cheers.
Cheers to Thompson Whiskey returning. Thompson Whiskey and Dry.
Mm. And the other reason that we're doing this Whiskey and Dry.
Oh my gosh. No, but why does that hit the spot so much?
Sweetness, the acidity, a little bit of ginger, yum whiskey.
But it's not overly sweet. Like, it's not like, ugh.
Mm.
It's so delicious, it's sweet, it's light, which I think, you know, a lot of people, when they get in the whiskey zone, they think, man, like, you know, it's quite a heavy drink. No, it's not at all.
No.
Mm.
Didn't want a heavy, sort of fussy cocktail here.
No.
And so the other reason for doing this is that we're sponsoring the Auckland Scar Fest at Double Whammy on Saturday.
Are you?
Yeah, we're sponsoring with a Two Tone Whiskey,
cool.
Which I did actually name after Two Tone Records.
Love it.
It's called, officially it's called Two Tone Whiskey because it's two kinds of cask. But yeah. But the name was inspired by Two Tone Records, and so I very saw all cool. So they'll be doing Thompson Two Tone Whiskey and Dries there.
Nice. Oh, these are just delicious. So get along to Scarfest, but also I reckon pick up a bottle so that if you ever
it's there in the cupboard. You know, it's there for you when you need it.
Great Christmas present as well. I wouldn't say no to a bottle of whiskey.
No, nor would I. Nor would I. And there's another thing
another one here that looks really...
There's another cask here, and this is because...
Interesting.
It's a really sad occasion. With the passing of Jules, and here's a guy that I saw all the time when I came up here, and he's a really lovely guy.
Incredible person.
And I would have, he started BFM in the early 90s, and I've been listening to BFM since probably the late 80s, I've been here the whole time, and really lovely guy. And I thought, what could I do that was special? Or, if we were going to have a drink to Jules, what would it be? And I noticed in the Barrel House that we were nearly up to 95, cast 95. So I went there today and drew down a sample.
Is this a sample of cask 95?
Yeah, drawn today.
Oh, wow.
So I thought if there was one thing that we could do, like a cheers to Jules, like what a great guy. This will need some water. That's why I brought the water in, because it's about 54% ABV.
You know what? Maybe as Jules would have wanted.
So you can have a sip and then add some water. It'll taste, because we just had the ginger ale, which is quite sweet. So it's, might taste a bit of savouring.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
But yeah, what a great guy.
What an incredible person.
I'd rather be having this drink with him,
Yeah. Me too. And yeah, I don't know. It's just a very big hole he's left in, not only our lives, but BFM. So yeah.
Yeah.
This one's for you, Jules.
Cheers, Jules.
Cheers, Matt. Ooh.
It's the spot.
That's good.
Yeah, it is a good cask.
Jules, you'd like this.
Because I've been taking samples. I've been taking samples of the next ones to bottle,
Yeah.
And so I'd was taking samples and going, there's cask 95 in there.
How do you tell which one's ready? It is delicious.
Well, we sort of bottle around 5 years old is pretty good.
Yeah.
The Angel Share, so the Angel Share is the evaporative loss per year per cask. In Scotland, it's 1.8%. Here, it's about 6%. So it matures a lot faster.
Is it because it's hotter, more humid?
Yeah.
We're not in Scotland anymore.
Yeah. No. And it's first fill cask as well, whereas in Scotland, if you're making a standard 10-year-old release, you might use first, second, and third fill cask, whereas these are all first fill. So you've got more oak in there as well.
I see. This is delicious.
Thanks.
Cheers, Matt, and thank you for bringing this up. Cask 95, everyone.
So I had a BFM sticker at home, so I just stuck that on the bottle because it was...
Well, that's what I thought. Correct. I was like, this 95 BFM whiskey? I was like, I didn't even know we had one.
So there we go.
Oh, a whiskey and dry and a good old sipper tipple for old friend Jules. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. And you are returning for December.
Yeah.
What a pleasure. We're so happy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next week. We've actually got a signature cocktail now. Which, because a couple of months ago I was in the UK and Germany, and a distributor made a cocktail on the spot, which was really good. And it was like, that'll be ours.
we'll do that.
We'll talk about that next week.
Oh, let's talk about that next week. But thank you. Thank you so much, Matt. And that was one for you, Jules.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Brought to you by Thompson Whiskey.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.